Star Blanket Cree Nation and the First Nations University of Saskatchewan are holding a special event today. It's to sign an agreement to create an urban reserve, specifically for educational purposes. The ceremony establishes the Red Dog Reserve. The event is being held at the university's Veterans Memorial Teepee. A number of dignitaries were on hand, including AFN National Chief Perry Bellegarde and representatives from the federal government. Mistawas's First Nation and Saskatchewan Polytechnic have teamed up to offer a continuing care assistant program. The courses will be offered on reserve. Graduates of the one-year program will work in long-term care, home care, and assist students with special needs in the classroom environments. Students will have clinical practice education in neighboring communities like Shelbrook and Duck Lake. Prince Albert National Park visitors will soon be able to take part in Indigenous interpretive sessions, which will be hosted by Parks Canada. The sessions are being led by Cree instructors Rosella Carney and Liza Jane Brown. They'll include Indigenous storytelling, art, and music. Lisa Rizom is with Prince Albert National Park and says the instructors will teach participants about Indigenous traditions.
These are people from the community who have roots in Indigenous culture and learned these traditions within their communities and from people who have passed them down.
13 sessions will be held during snow days at Waskasu, which runs from February 16th to the 24th. Lawyers have packed the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal to argue whether the federal government can impose a carbon tax on the province. Saskatchewan government lawyer Mitch McAdam began 2 days of hearings by outlining the province's case. He started by emphasizing that the case is not about denying climate change.
This is not a case about whether climate change is real or not. The government of Saskatchewan is not made up of a bunch of climate change deniers. The government recognizes that climate change is a serious issue that has to be addressed and that effective measures are required to deal with greenhouse gas emissions. None of that is in dispute.
The Saskatchewan government argues the tax is unconstitutional because it is not applied evenly in all provinces. But the federal government argues it has the right to impose the tax because climate change is a national issue. Saskatchewan has launched a public awareness campaign aimed at combating opioid overdose deaths. The campaign urges members of the public to learn the signs of an opioid overdose and how to respond to one, including how to use a naloxone kit. Dr. Kathy Willerth says around 1,800 kits have been distributed.
We understand that we have prevented more than 100 deaths of overdose through the use of the take-home naloxone kits.
The provincial government says some people who qualify can get a kit for free, or they can buy one from a pharmacy. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he was surprised and disappointed by the resignation of Jody Wilson-Raybould from his cabinet. Wilson-Raybould was the first Indigenous woman to be Justice Minister and Attorney General. She was shuffled to Veterans Affairs last month. Trudeau was asked if her departure damages the process of Indigenous reconciliation.
Our government's commitment to reconciliation is larger than any one person, and we will continue to work closely with Indigenous partners as we walk this path together.
Wilson-Raybould says she will continue to sit as a Liberal Member of Parliament. The BC government says it plans to dive into the structural causes of money laundering. The government there says it'll close loopholes that allow for the illegal operations. Premier John Horgan says two people are leading separate reviews on the issue, and he'll wait to hear from them before setting off a public inquiry on the issue.
I believe that we have good, capable people that have experience in this area that are working without fear of requiring numerous lawyers and years of hearings that may lead to no result.
Horgan says he wants to see the results of the upcoming reports before the province dives into the years of hearings. Researchers at McGill University say teens who regularly smoke marijuana are at greater risk of developing depression and suicidal behavior in young adulthood.
Scientists reviewing 11 international studies of people aged 18 to 32 who smoked pot weekly or daily found a higher rate of diagnosed depression, suicide ideation, and suicide attempts compared with those who didn't use cannabis in their teens. The increased risk is modest, but the popularity of pot means a large number of young people could be at risk of developing mental health issues. Researchers estimate 7% of Canadians aged 18 to 30 are diagnosed with depression that could be linked to prior cannabis use. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The commander of North America's early warning system is calling for upgrades. NORAD's U.S. commander, General Terence O'Shaughnessy, says Canada and the U.S. are more at risk than they have been in decades. He says Russia's military has been developing new nuclear-armed cruise missiles that are difficult to detect. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, meanwhile, says the alliance is studying options to deal with Russian violations of a missile treaty. He was speaking today at a gathering of defense ministers in Brussels. Stoltenberg says the alliance hopes Russia will reconsider its position on the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
Our main focus now is to preserve the treaty, and there is a window of opportunity for Russia to come back into compliance, because the withdrawal process will not be finished until August. So there is a six-month window for Russia to come back into compliance.
Russia denies violating the 1987 treaty.